Well, there's no way we're getting rid of our movie critic, Bob Mondello, and in fact, we're going to hear from him right now. And Michelle, what's Bob up to today?
Well, here's a hint. That's the theme from Speed Racer, the cartoon from the 1960s. This weekend, a speed racer hits the big screen. It looks and sounds a little bit different. Instead of line drawings, there are now live actors racing through a digital environment. Bob says the film is flashier and, of course, longer than the TV show, yet just as cartoonish.
The digitized Mach 5 racer flips and flashes, zooms and careens, sparks and slides sideways, leaps barriers and loops the loop, cheerfully defying every law of physics you've ever heard of. Gravity? What's that? Centrifugal force? Ha! The second law of thermodynamics? Well, actually, I don't know about that one, but I'm confident in saying it does not apply here. How could something look so bright and move so fast and be so dull?
I got racer.
Oh, right. The Wachowski brothers are involved. The guys who made The Matrix and then followed it up with technically sophisticated movies that are loud, paranoid, simple-minded, and dark. Speed Racer marks a major change. It's not dark. It's hyper-bright, with colors so lurid they'd vibrate even if nothing were in motion. Of course, everything is in motion. People standing still whoosh across the frame. Painted black and white zebras gallop on the racetrack's walls. And the trick to zipping through all this? Rex Racer explains to his little brother Speed.
All you gotta do is listen. Close your eyes and listen.
Now, that's a thought. But if you close your eyes and listen, you'll hear the dialogue, which thuds about as often as the bad guys' cars do. At least I think they're the bad guys' cars. It's hard to tell at times. With all those potentially seizure-inducing visuals, Speed Racer is never very easy to follow, even with a story that can be summed up as family good, corporate conglomerate bad. This from Warner Brothers, part of the world's biggest media conglomerate.
Sign that contract!
What you do behind the wheel of a race car has nothing to do with business.
You walk away from this deal, no matter how well you drive, you won't win, you won't place. I guarantee you right now, you won't even finish the race.
To his credit, Speed is unfazed by all this. He's played by Emil Hirsch, who has previously looked uncannily like Leonardo DiCaprio, and here looks uncannily like Ray Liotta, which is not really a good trade. He's surrounded by fine actors whose chief contribution is that they resemble the line drawings they're replacing. Since they're performing entirely in front of green screens with everything else painted in digitally, Speed Racer is mostly just substituting one form of animation for another, and no doubt that marks a thrilling advance of some sort, if you're a tech geek or 9 years old. If not, well, here's hoping that after subjecting yourself to eyeball-lacerating visuals, ear-splitting sounds, and mind-numbing product placement for 129 minutes, roughly six back-to-back TV episodes at one sitting, you don't have to drive home right away. I'm Bob Mondello.
He's often flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!